The Higher Education Financing Program is facing renewed scrutiny after government disclosed that only 2.4 billion has been recovered from beneficiaries in 12 years against a cumulative public investment of 141.8 billion shillings. The earlier disclosure made by Michael Aliyo, Commissioner for Planning at the Ministry of Education and Sports, during the presentation of the 2026-2027 Ministerial Policy Statement to Parliament's Education Committee, lays an imbalance between disbursement and recovery under the Higher Education Student Financing Scheme. For the 2026-2027 financial year, the Ministry has allocated 33.48 billion shillings to the program, including an additional 10 billion of which this funding is expected to support approximately 3,000 new beneficiaries below the 5,000 to 7,000 applicants received annually. The lawmakers have warned that limited access to higher education financing could undermine gains made under UPE and USE. Mbale City Woman MP Koni Nakayenze cautioned that restricting opportunities at the tertiary level risks creating a cohort of frustrated youth. Kalungu West MP Joseph Sewungu argued that the current model excludes students in humanities and social sciences, creating imbalances in workforce development.